Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Tuesday to you as we continue on Wake Up Call. Again on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. What is the good of the day, my friend?
Oh, we got a good of the day.
Oh, really? I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because you and I and everyone else out there has the chance to get that golden ticket.
I got a golden ticket. I got a golden ticket. Do I got to eat a lot of chocolate bars?
No, but and unfortunately, they got rid of the gum.
Okay.
But in this year's Bowman draft baseball set, so yep. Every year Bowman puts out a draft baseball set, but in this year's draft baseball set particularly is a card that features Tom Brady in an Expos uniform.
Okay, very cool.
And some of those are autographed. Now, I think they're digitally autographed. And what it says is that if this baseball thing doesn't work out, or no, if baseball doesn't work out, I'll try that football thing.
Oh, very cool. So they're digitally autographed?
I think they're digitally autographed.
The same.
Yeah, I don't know if they're autographed, but maybe they are.
Unless but they're super rare.
It's going to be, that's the thing. It's going to be super rare. They're not in a whole lot of packs.
Okay.
So, but
Do
you
we
have
trust
a chance.
That?
Do we trust?
Yeah, because they did this with the Griffey card. When Donruss had the Ken Griffey card, and everybody wanted it, and then Donruss went, let's just print a million of these then. if these are so valuable, why don't we just print a million of these?
True.
And everyone was like, no, that's not how it works. And they did it anyway. Now everybody has a Griffey Donruss card that's not worth $400 like it was. The Griffey rookie card. I think that was what was starting to kill the business. But I'm hoping that there's only would only be like 10. Make it like Hannes Wagner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So what? Like, so you have to go buy the boxes.
You have to buy the box, the big set box. Okay. I mean, I think you might be able to find it like in just a random pack of cards, but your chances are, a lot slimmer, I guess. But that'd be the true Charlie Bucket way of doing it.
I guess so. Yeah. Except you don't get to tour a candy factory by a murderous candy maker.
True.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to drink out of the chocolate river. Or chew gum that's a 5-course meal. Or hang around with squirrels until they throw you down the garbage chute. Or shrink you to the size of something that could be teleported by TV. Or I think I got it all.
I think I got it all.
Or you give away the chocolate factory to the poor kid.
I think they're doing just 50 of them.
All right, that's not bad.
And I think they are actually all signed.
Okay.
So that makes
why couldn't
a little
you
bit
just
better?
Hire Tom Brady and just go, can you sign these for us?
I think he did.
It's not digitally signed.
It's not digitally signed. I think they are actually signed.
Yeah.
Because there's somebody already put out a $500,000 bounty for it.
See.
That would be Veruca Salt's father, right?
Father, right.
Just, exactly. I'm not going to go out and buy the baseball packs myself. If you find it, here's the cash. I'll just give it to you.
Remember how all the workers at Veruca Salt's nut company or whatever
yeah.
it was? They all had to open up the thing, and they would get the... Now, this was a golden ticket everybody wanted. Everybody. So it wasn't like some worker was like, oh, I don't care for this. This is stupid. This is a children's thing. No, everybody wanted it. And the workers were so loyal that they ran up with the golden ticket when they found it to give it to the boss.
Immediately.
So his bratty daughter could go there. I know I've told this story before, but it's a very similar story. I was working at a radio station where the Rockies were at the World Series, and every single person had to be on their computer to try to log in. The Rockies were selling World Series tickets online. Like everyone around the world was going to try to get Rockies tickets. So the Red Sox fans, everybody who wanted to go to the World Series trying to get in on the same time. So everybody was on their computers, and the deal was if you log in, pick up the phone and dial 0, make the announcement, and we'll run with our credit card to buy the tickets. They wanted to buy tickets with clients. And every single person was like, I'm just going to buy tickets for myself.
Yeah. Ah, shucks.
Right?
Like,
there's no way to tell if anybody got in. Yeah, sorry, I tried, but I didn't get in. Meanwhile, you bought 8,
for right.
you could sell
them. Hey, how'd you go to the game? Saw pictures of you at the game. Yeah, secondhand market.
We all kind of question this logic as to why would you, the miracle of getting in, because it was, and it, by the way, it crashed the system.
Of course
the system
it did.
Crashed. Of course it did. It was not thought out very well. So 2007 World Series. But everyone afterwards was like, were you going to call for this? No. Yeah, it wasn't me either. I wasn't going to. I want a ticket myself. Take my dad. Take my kids. Whatever.
No, when you do think back to the Willy Wonka the movie, it is amazing that it was all kids.
Yeah. Only the kids. No, there wasn't one adult like, I got this ticket.
Yeah, but it was an adult that tried to fake the system. Remember that guy in Brazil?
That's true. He did. He rigged it.
He rigged it.
And they found out he was a fraud.
Yep. But it was an older man. It wasn't a kid rigging it. One other interesting tidbit about this. I didn't know this, but Tom Brady was drafted by the Expos in 1995.
Yep.
Fun fact, he was their last ever draft pick.
Wow. How cool is that? Not bad.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing to hang around. I would forget seven Super Bowl championships. That's how I would introduce myself if I was Tom Brady. I'd be like, Tom Brady, I was actually the last ever draft pick by the Montreal Expos before they became the Washington Senators.
Nationals.
No, Nationals. Sorry, Washington Nationals. And they'd be like, wow, really?
Yep, 1995.
Wow.
18th round.
Wow, that's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is, this is only in Australia news bad. So,
Australia news bad?
I'm putting in quotes, only in Australia news.
Is this bad?
It's bad everywhere. Bad anyway. But this only happens in Australia, it seems like, right? During a live podcast interview, a guy was sitting on his front porch, and he's, just sitting there with his computer up talking about business strategy, market this, market that, or whatever, from the ceiling, from his porch ceiling, dropping below, was a gigantic python.
How awesome!
Just huge, and the guys he was doing the interview were like, "Excuse me, there's a huge snake behind you," and he turned around and he looked at it, and I'm kidding you not, John. He just goes, "Yeah." He's like, I would name him, but, he can't hear me anyways.
Was really? Like, he didn't get...
He didn't probably care that's probably at so all. Normal. And then he was just like, now what were we talking about? That snake was pretty interesting. Oh, yeah, this. And just went right back into it. Tony, I'm telling you, this python was like at least 12 feet long.
Yeah, it's small. It's a small python that's behind me. I want to get back to this chat that I'm going to show you right here, but these pythons are everywhere. You can go down the street, see five, six, seven of them, pick them up, destroy them, whatever you want to do.
Why I said it's only in Australia does this happen where, you just don't immediately burn the house down.
Right. That's what I would do. If I went underneath my sink to get some cleaner or something.
Yeah.
And I saw a nest of snakes. Psh, done.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Whatever. I'll live in a
can
tent.
Of hairspray and a lighter.
Yeah, that's right.
Take Golly. That, python.
I know. That's...
But he just... it just is what it is. I mean, it just, you're just outside in the bush.
Do you have any friends? Running into pythons. Do you have any friends who love snakes? Like, have
I had a friend when I lived in San Diego. I had a friend who was breeding snakes.
Okay.
And it was an amazing sight to see. He had all these cages in his house, in his bedroom. Like, he had a 2-bedroom apartment. One bedroom was just snakes, and the other bedroom was his. And he just had all these games. That room smelled to high heaven.
I know. I'm sure it did.
He bred snakes. He was breeding a certain type of Burmese python.
I think it's amazing. They love them.
Yeah.
I mean, they love them. They break them out. They let them crawl. Like,
oh, my brother.
Crawl, slide all over them. And it's wonderful. And yet I don't have this. And I've told my friends. I have two friends that have snakes as pets. Two of them. One's a young lady that I know. And I tell her all the time. I said, Kennedy, this is amazing. I said, I can't do this. And you love them. She loves all of them. She's like three or four. She loves all of them. I go, can't do it.
My younger brother, he had a snake for years named Davies. And sometimes Davies would get out of the cage and he was like, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, he'll come back. I mean, but in the meantime, you're asking me to hang out with you. And I'm just going to have something tickling my foot when I'm sitting on your couch. No, thank you.
So if you are a person out there that keeps snakes as pets, God bless you, because I have no feeling for that. Like, I have no desire for that.
Yeah, I don't mind holding snakes.
No, I don't mind either.
You can hand me a snake, I'll love it. Fine. And it's like, oh, this is pretty cool, but I'm good for like 5-10 minutes and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Now take it
but
back.
Every single day? No.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, snakes are the ones that, I don't know. I'm not Indiana Jones like snakes.
No, I'm not afraid. Not afraid of snakes.
But I am if it's a python, but, I'm going to have to draw the limit on that.
Here's the deal, right? I'm not afraid of pet snakes. If I'm out in the yard and, you know, we have, like, you know, there's snakes in our backyard. It's Texas, you know, so every once in a while, I don't know why, but that creeps me out.
When you see one?
When I see one.
Yeah.
Just because maybe I'm not expecting it, and all of a sudden there it is slithering along.
Gotcha.
Have a dog chasing it.
Apparently it's so common in Australia that you can just continue with your interview while a python slithers behind you.
Yeah, but I mean,
off the roof of your house.
You just can't name it because snakes can't hear you anyways.
They can't hear you anyway. We'll have the dumb when we come back. Steve Gardner is going to join us this hour as we continue. It's talk Major League Baseball. When we continue, it's Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Steve Gardner, USA Today, will join us in 15 minutes. We'll go over the Shohei Ohtani deal and Major League Baseball in general. Switch to cricket today. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 SG. After all, you've been good this year, and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile, you're on cricket. All right, we got the good, the bad, and the dumb continuing that, and we have the dumb of the day, which is...
The dumb of the day. It's not so much dumb. I almost want to say this might be pure genius.
Okay. I like those.
Costco and their Kirkland brand has been selling golf balls for years. You know that, Tony.
Yes.
But recently they had a set of irons under that brand name, that Kirkland brand name, selling for $499, where people were saying they are carbon copy of an older model of TaylorMade P790s.
Oh, okay.
And if you were to go buy an older version of the TaylorMade P790s, that would run you about $1,400. So you're almost saving $1,000 buying these same golf clubs.
Really?
Within hours of them posting it online, they sold out.
Okay.
And now, the only place you can find it, I went to eBay and I looked it up, and they're considerably marked up, anywhere from $700 to $1,100.
Was it confirmation of this though? Like, or was this just one of those internet rumor things?
That they're similar?
This has the same playability.
That's
as
a great
the
question.
Taylor.
That I don't know.
Because it can have the same look, but it may not have the same, metal composition and forgedness, or that's a word, or whatever that you're looking for in a golf club.
Or maybe, did Kirkland just buy old ones?
Certain weight, perimeter weighting. I mean, there's a whole bunch of factors that go into golf club construction. And if it was confirmed that it is just simply the cocoa puffs versus the cocoa balls that, that you find at the store, then, yeah, that's be similar, but maybe they're not.
It's like when you buy Tylenol or ibuprofen, and you get the generic brand, they have to be the same according to FDA regulations. So
don't
pay the brand name, pay for the other ones.
That's funny, because my wife will say to me, why don't you take two Tylenol? But I don't take two Tylenol. I usually take whatever is at the store that is the same thing.
Exactly.
That she gets. Yeah, exactly. So maybe, but that might not be true. Maybe they really are knockoffs, and that's how the business works. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that's how Kirkland does their thing, right?
Yeah.
Because Kirkland has their hand in everything.
Yeah.
You can buy, anything from Band-Aids to motor oil to golf clubs under Kirkland name brands.
Is it one of those things where they go to the companies and go, give me your, if it's not, doesn't look perfect, we'll just take it?
I don't know about not looking perfect. I think they go for like, we'll sell last year's, 2 years, 5 years ago models for this
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
And, just slap our sticker on it and just... put our brand on it.
I wonder who started this.
That's a great question.
Like who was smart enough to sort of figure that out? I like to buy golf clubs. I try to buy new irons once every like 10 years. That's usually my go-to. Is like because I can't afford to buy irons like every like I have friends who buy golf clubs all the time. It's like their hobby. And then I go to their house and it's like there's just clubs everywhere. I don't. I will buy a set. And then about 10 years later, it's like, new technology. I'm getting older. My swing's slower, so I may want something a little bit more forgiving. And then I'll check out the new stuff, and I'll usually buy stuff. So if you caught me like 2 years ago, I would have been like, I'm not buying anyway. But I know friends who really into it, really into golf, and they always have new sticks. They're always buying. Every now and then, they buy new sticks. I'm like, why can't you just settle on one? But if you can get a good club that's $1,400 a set for $400, yeah, that's a great deal. Those clubs are expensive. Those TaylorMades are expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was looking at a set the other day. It was $1,100. I was just in Dick's Sporting Goods buying Christmas presents. And I went in to go look at some golf clubs. I'm like, yeah, what's golf? $1,100?
That's ridiculous.
I was like, oh, my God. What are we doing?
And at least golf, through, you know, at least if you get it through Costco, too. Say, you know, you bought these clubs and you can't flip them.
Right.
And you can't really afford the $500. I mean, Costco has a fantastic return policy.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, they'll give you, it almost feels like they'll give you more than just your money back.
It is. Golf is also a very, it's kind of a, I don't want to say weird sport because people do this with sneakers and other things too, where people are very brand loyal. And they're also, it's, if you said, hey, I created new golf clubs, I'm going to call them Tony's Clubs. But we use the best metal, the best laser, the best computer for proper design. Everyone who hits them flush. People are like, yeah, I know. These clubs are great, but they don't say Callaway on them.
Right.
They don't say Ping on them. They don't say
stepfather,
Titleist on them.
My stepfather was a Ping guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He would never get away from Ping.
Exactly.
No matter what. So, and it was just like, all right.
It's so hard for new manufacturers to come in because they're like, we really do make clubs completely different with better technology. We don't mass produce them. Maybe, you know, you can get them really custom fit, but people are like, I don't know, man. When I go to the club, I don't want to explain my golf clubs to people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say, oh no, this is an up and coming company from Minnesota.
To that credit, right? You know, say wife went out and she got you a new set of clubs.
Right.
Would you feel okay rocking Kirkland brand irons?
That's a good question.
Even though, you know, everyone, you know, there's reports out there that's like, oh, they're just like TaylorMade.
But because they don't say TaylorMade, can you convince somebody that they are?
Right.
You know? It's like when you have a Dr. Lightning and you go to somebody and you go, this is just like Dr. Pepper. If you give that to a real Dr. Pepper fan, they're going to go, absolutely not.
Yep.
You're like, but it is. And like, no, it isn't. How about Dr. Mountain? No, it's not the same thing. Dr. Smith? No. Mr. Pibb? No. It's the same thing. I bet if you went to a guy that's a real TaylorMade fanatic and go, close your eyes and hit this. And then he goes, oh, man, that's just like my club. And then he looked at the brand, he'd be like, but it isn't. So, it's not mine. So maybe they take it that personally. I don't know. But, yeah, no, the golf equipment industry is very particular. It's a very crazy industry to get into.
Yeah.
So I give PXG clubs all the credit in the world. They've been really making – they do it. They got in on it. They tried to do the custom fitting thing. They got a lot of pros.
Well, no, wait. You kind of have to – you kind of got to latch on to someone, right?
Yeah, you kind of do.
You got to latch on to like a specific golfer and just go, hey, man, you know, you and I, we'll do this together.
Right.
Kind of like Jordan and Nike.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Like if you're in the business, I read a story once about putters. Putters are even worse. Are you kidding? There's a million people who make putters. And I was reading a story about a putter rep. What he does is he goes to a course on Monday and he just hangs around guys coming in and just goes, you want to take a look at the putter? And some guys go, no, but they know you're going to be there. So they're not insulted when you ask, because they know that's part of the job is to get. But then when a guy does try it and likes it, then it's okay. Now the second stage is he wants it like this, 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 and this. And then you got to go build it like that. And then even then he may not take it. It's a real crazy business. But you know, if you latch on to one guy that has your putter that's doing really well, you can make it. You can make it. So, well, I wish I got in on that early, those Kirkland irons that are like TaylorMade's, because TaylorMade irons are very good. Very good. All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb.